Terminology for milk itself, it would say turned.
Turned, okay.
Although, of course, that doesn't really fit right because it becomes rancid just like the meat.
Okay. Let me see. And if milk turns, you say it's what?
It either turns or it sours.
Sours, okay. Sometimes people keep a kind of thick sour milk on hand. You know what that is, what that's called?
Like buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
But then you could use it for curds in a way, you know, making butter and cheese and things like that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what do you call that kind of cheese that's made out of, it's got little curds like that?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, okay. Is that the common term that you would use, you think? That's the term that comes mm-hmm. first to your mind.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else? Pot cheese, maybe?
I have heard it, but then I don't think of all until later.
Okay. Or smear cheese?
No, I've heard of that.
Never heard of that. Yeah. Clobber?
Yeah, I have heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But clabber, probably.
Clabber.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. You're not much of a farmer, but you're not much of a cow farmer at any rate. But if you have milk, the first thing you do after milking a cow is what?
Strip the udder.
Okay, and then the milk itself, you want to before you.
Well, strain.
You want to strain. Mm-hmm. Okay, and sometimes you take. Some apples and cut them up and put a crust on top and bake that in a kind of pie with just a crust on top. What would you call that?
I don't know. Sounds interesting.
You ever hear? Well, around here, the main thing is done with peaches, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You mean done something? Oh, you mean something like a cobbler or something?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh. That's right.
Okay.
You ever call that anything else besides cobbler?
I don't think so, although I have heard infestations of such things as deep dish pies and things like that.
But that's recent, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Gee, you used to make the best peach cobbler on earth.
Really?
Goodness. It's a shame that I lost my taste for sweets. Cut myself out of a lot of good things.
Okay, sometimes you have a sweet liquid that you pour over cobbler. Maybe some milk or cream mixed with sugar and maybe some nutmeg or something like that. You pour over a cobbler pie. What would you
have a pickle? I don't know.
Okay.
What would it be called?
Some people call it a sauce.
Sauce first came to my mind, but I thought, you know, that when I think of vegetable sauces and meat sauces,
some people call it a gravy.
What next? We'll be calling it the dripping.
Okay. Let me see.
Peach drippings.
If you eat some food between meals, what do you call that?
Overeating. Snacks.
A snack, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Well, in the late afternoon, it would be tea.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In the later afternoon, it'd be hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
In the morning, it'd be elevenses.
Elevenses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I'm not sure, but I think that comes from the Shire and Tolkien's Middle Earth. I'm not certain.